Hi guys, welcome back to the podcast. So a couple of days ago, Tay and I wanted to record something about Christmas and just how it can feel when, you know, maybe you live a different lifestyle or you don't get along with your family. They don't see life the same way as you do. Because I know that this can be a really overwhelming time for me included. I've always kind of struggled with Christmas specifically, and I don't totally know why, but we do kind of touch on that in the episode. So we kind of just wanted to talk about that. So that's what this episode's about. Mostly, you know, if you're vegan and you have family members who might not agree with that. For those who celebrate Christmas, this might be up a little bit late because it's Christmas Eve as I'm recording this right now, but I'm going to try and get it out there as soon as possible. But I do think that this kind of can go across to other holidays and just life in general, you know, being at a family function or a function of any sort when you might not agree with someone else. And that could be literally anything, whether or not you're vegan, you're low waist, or maybe your sexual orientation or your lifestyle preferences. Maybe you've gone for a career that your family doesn't understand. Whatever the case may be, I think that a lot of these things hold true. Just quickly, we do obviously mention a few times in the episode that we were video recording it. And for whatever reason, I'm not entirely sure what happened, but the camera seemed to have recorded the video faster than the audio, so I couldn't get it to the voices to match up with the video. So y'all are just gonna have to enjoy the audio of this one. I'm new to recording it like on video and everything. In 2020, this was kind of like a practice round, because in 2020 I'm getting set to launch the podcast on YouTube. So if you do want to subscribe to the YouTube channel for the podcast, you can go onto my YouTube channel right now, and on the home screen of my channel there should be two different channels on the like recommended side, and one of them is the podcast. So you can go ahead and subscribe there if you want to watch video renditions. Clearly, I need some more practice with this new camera because I'm not entirely sure what happened, but I'm going to figure it out. Anyways, without further ado, enjoy another random kitchen chats with Tay. We did two in a row and that was unexpected, but hey, I thought that this was a great topic and I wanted to shed some light on it. So I hope you enjoy. Happy holidays, regardless of what you guys celebrate. I hope you're having a scrumptious day and the best time. And I guess if I could start you off with any reminder, it's that don't forget that other people's opinions on your preferences and your lifestyle values, regardless of what they are, whether it's, you know, your dietary preferences, your lifestyle preferences, your sexual orientation, how you identify, like whatever it might be, if you feel like you have family members who don't necessarily get it, that's okay. They're just doing them and you kind of got to do you. And let's celebrate our uniqueness. And if other people can't see that, hopefully they'll come around. But you're only living life for yourself and you're doing a dang good job doing it. So happy holidays. I love you all. Thank you for listening. And I hope that this is helpful and insightful. Well, hello.
Hello.
Here we are. I forgot the mic stands.
So
we're holding cheers. The mic.
Cheers.
Well, this is okay. So we're testing filming the podcast for the first time, and I really hope it's recording because I had to get a new camera so that I could do this.
Yeah.
And I don't know how to use Sony's.
It looks nice.
It looks, yeah. I think, you know, we're in business.
Yeah.
I would say.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we're in business.
Oh, we are in business.
I don't know how I want to sit.
Yeah. I have a feeling my leg's going to go numb.
These are my
We're
knees.
Sitting on the floor for anybody who's just listening to the show and isn't watching. Because I don't have any furniture in my studio yet. I had a couch.
Yeah.
And it was really cute. It was like this nice, like, green secondhand couch. It was a lighter green shade than the one we have in our apartment.
Yeah.
So I was like kind of thinking, I was like, maybe it'll be green couch number two.
Yeah, like along the same theme.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. You know, but then I just realized it was way too big for the space. So.
Yeah. Gotta do what you gotta do.
Gotta do what you gotta do. The girls from Ego Collective bought it, so it's now in their office.
Yeah.
So it went from one to the other.
And we found ourselves a stellar replacement.
Stellar replacement. Literally, okay, here's the story of the new couch. So the new couch, I was like, I need something smaller, but not quite a love seat, you know?
Yeah.
And I just had this like super abstract thought of like this very modern looking gray couch that you wouldn't really be able to see because it's for, you know, when I film videos, it's going to be
under my butt, like you won't really be able to see it, you know? But I wanted just something like a two-seater couch. I had this exact idea. And then I came home, lo and behold.
Yeah, you manifested that.
I did. It was literally sitting across the street from our house, like from our apartment.
On the side of the road.
On the side of the road.
Across the street.
Definitely had sat out in the rain, which was the unfortunate part. It got a little wet,
but nothing that couldn't be aired out.
Yeah.
It wasn't the torrential rain that's happening now.
Honestly, I was a little bit concerned. I was like, why did this person just put it on the side of the road? Like, did their cat pee on it or something? Because it was in perfect condition. It's definitely not a super expensive couch, you know, so maybe they just were like...
Upgraded. I think so.
But I was a little concerned, but I kept an eye on it, and it seems to be fine.
It's looking good.
Yeah. It just can wash all the cushions.
Yeah.
And we go.
It's going to look good.
Yeah. Anyways.
Anyways.
I thought maybe we could talk about the holidays because they're coming up.
Yeah. What an exciting time.
Very exciting time. Yeah. Super cozy kind of time. Mm-hmm. But also slightly stressful.
True.
Slightly. I mean, by the time this goes out, the whole gifting shenanigans will mostly be done, aside from people like me who do their shopping on the 24th.
Guilty. Definitely guilty.
Yeah. Definitely have done that one too many times. That's the good thing with once you go low waste, you start to think about things like experiences and you're like, well, I could just whip up something on the 24th.
Right. Real quick. For sure.
Or
like making things.
Yeah.
But that probably needs to be done like a month in advance. So
what do you mean?
Like if you're like handcrafting like a scarf or something, you can't really decide that on the 24th.
Totally. But if I'm like, you know, spontaneous. Like I'm thinking for my boyfriend, I know that he got us a ski day. Mm-hmm. So I could do something similar. And that's like, I don't even need to hit purchase on it. I can just, you know, pick a date or even not, you know, maybe do something where we could both
just
pick
like present it and be like, this is what we'll do.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Have you gotten anything yet?
Christy.
Put me in the spot. Am I calling like that? You out?
No, not a single thing.
Not yet.
Not one yet. But
as we're recording this, we still have some time.
Yeah, it's a couple days away.
Yeah.
Well, even a couple days until I leave to go back home. And then even when I'm home, I was thinking I might still shop at home.
Yeah.
So actually, probably not.
I don't know. I haven't bought a single thing as I'm saying.
Yeah.
This.
Yeah.
Aside from the stuff that I got in November for the very early spontaneous holiday thrifting video
that I did. I gained from, of course. I'm trying to think. I think for like family members though, I'm not like doing anything too crazy and I'm like trying to do more things that are meaningful to them and whatnot. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm actually afraid to say what I'm thinking because it's going to have to hold me accountable after this podcast is released if I don't get these gifts. So I've got things brewing up there.
Fair enough. I think tomorrow I'm going to stop by Eco Collective and just grab some things.
Peruse.
That's an idea.
Yeah.
But aside from that, holidays can be intense.
Yeah.
They can be like, not everyone gets along super well with their family. Mm-mm. And I feel like, I don't know, there's just something about the holidays that like, there's a lot of, at least in my family, like downtime that I just don't totally enjoy. If I'm honest, like I just feel like I could be doing other things and we're not actually hanging out together like we're supposed to be.
Yeah.
You know, like we're all kind of sitting there on our devices and I don't know. I've always felt weird about the holidays because I feel like it's supposed to be something, but I don't feel that personally.
Yeah.
All the time. Like maybe for a couple hours, like at our Christmas dinner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But then there's like a pressure on everyone just to like act and feel a certain way.
Yeah. And that's hard. It's like.
So hard.
You should just got to feel however, you know.
Yeah.
Holidays, honestly, for me, I will say I'm pretty lucky with my family. Mm-hmm. And we keep it small, but by small, it's not actually small because my immediate family is so large.
Yeah.
So I do totally understand like the stress of holidays with like people that you can't control because you can only control yourself. And a lot of time our extended family is really where it gets
dicey. I mean, we all have them, you know, like we all have, everyone. And it's like one of those things that, like, you know, every family has like that family member that just says the things that is just rude or doesn't understand someone else in the family. I wonder what that one person thinks of the other members. Like, do they think that someone else in the group is that person?
Is the crazy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You think? Yeah. But we all have them. And so I thought like maybe we could talk about that to like help people minimize their stress.
Yeah.
I mean, the next couple of weeks.
I think at the end of the day, it's just the relatability of it all. It's like we all, whether you're going through it as a vegan and stressing over being different from everyone else in the holidays, or even like gay and you have family members who don't support such things, or just, you know, different political views, like the lists are endless to make you feel uncomfortable.
Literally, it could be anything,
but we're all going through it.
Yeah, totally. But it is like, it's one of those things, like the holidays, I feel like on the other side of it, like you just feel bad because you're like, I'm supposed to be cheery. It's supposed to be this, like you see things like Hallmark movies and commercials even where like the holidays are just painted in such a cheery light. And it's not that they're not, like they are for sure. But like there's definitely like stressors or just, I don't know.
Not to be that person, but it's also just very capitalistic and consumer driven holiday. And even though it's literally forced down our throats to be happy and cheery because that's what they want you to buy into, is literally buying things for other people because you're showing off how happy and cheery and joyous it is. That feels so bah humbug to say.
No, but it's true. Like
such a reality. Yeah. But you're valid in however you feel. Like if the holidays don't stir something in you, like for some people, they are attached to like the nostalgia and the beauty of the holidays and family and community. And like there are so many beautiful aspects of holidays. Like people genuinely are more giving.
So many. Oh, totally.
Like,
totally.
I feel like especially the past couple of days, like just so much love, like just between people and just gestures and strangers on the street and whatnot. I feel like it really does create an air of, I don't know, happiness. But it's sad when we feel like we have to feel a certain way, or like we have to put up certain decorations, or like, you know, do certain things. We are hilarious and what? Barely decorated our apartments.
Oh, don't say we barely decorated. I did feel really nice actually giving away those wreaths. So my mom decluttered her wreath collection lately, or last couple weeks. Love my mom, but she has a thing for holiday decor. And that's another thing I kind of want to touch on, is like, I feel like I love the holidays. Like I feel like all this does sound super bah humbug, but like I'm going to take things that my family has done, and like I can't wait to have my own family one day and like
totally
make the traditions my own way, or like, you know, have a vegan Christmas with
your own spin on
my own spin
family traditions.
Totally. But my mom is really into the whole holiday decor thing, which I guess as someone who is trying to live a minimal lifestyle, like I probably won't be as into it as she is. I can't say that I won't decorate at all. So she decluttered her wreath collection, and I'm not sure why she owned so many, but we ended up with 7 artificial wreaths on our front doorstep.
Yep.
And so we decided to keep 2 of them. We actually only put up 1 though.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of contemplating if I want to keep the second one or if I want to give it away.
I mean, I leave in 2 days, so it's like...
And I'm not going to be home on Christmas.
And especially to light it's a light up wreath for the front door. Yeah. So it seems like might as well give someone else some happiness, you know?
Yeah. But I gave away all the other ones, and it did feel really nice. I posted them in our Buy Nothing group.
And I saw that, and everyone loved it so much.
Yeah.
It's so sweet when, like, people give the different reasons why they want the wreaths and whatnot. They're like, seeing this would just brighten my day. And it's just
That felt nice. I'm not sure where I was going with that totally, but... I guess we there's certain holiday traditions that we're like expected to have, and I can't wait to modernize them, or not modernize them, but like make them
your own.
Yeah.
It's like even as simple as having almost the exact same tree as you had growing up, like the colored lights versus white lights, like mm-hmm. the certain ornaments you get. And then like, say your family had an angel on top of the tree and you feel more inclined to making it a star on top of the tree. You totally. Know, it's just yeah. like you get to do what you want
yeah.
as you grow and yeah. bring your traditions with you.
Totally. I like have this vision of doing like outdoorsy things too mm. with Christmas. Like I feel like my family, like I was saying, I feel like we're a pretty active family. Like I grew up skiing. And so yeah. around Christmas, we'd always be home yeah, for Christmas yeah. and then, you know, do it with like my grandma and stuff. And then the day after we would go skiing for mm-hmm. like, you know, the rest of Christmas break.
That's so nice.
So I guess we did that, but I have this, like, it would be so nice to like go on a Christmas hike mm-hmm. with your family.
Yeah. Like, if you live in a region where you can do that.
Yeah, totally.
Because
totally.
I'm going back to 15 degree right. temperatures.
Right. Right. Or even like a Christmas walk or a run or something.
Yeah, we do that.
Yeah.
But we do that because we consume a lot of food and need that digestion.
Yeah. yeah. But it's just like, it sounds nice to
also
like,
not if it's too cold.
on a day off, just connect with nature a little bit.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's a big part of Christmas is like.
Or even just like, because again, outdoors is like really not an option in New Jersey.
Yeah.
on Christmas. But just like fires.
Yeah.
So nice.
Totally. Yeah. But I don't know. What would you say for people who... This is going to be your first vegan Christmas, isn't it?
This is my first vegan
Ooh,
Christmas.
Ooh, how are you feeling?
I am genuinely excited.
Yeah.
I haven't even seen some of my family members since I moved out here. So, actually, that's...
Which is when you went vegan, just to...
Yeah, which is also when I went vegan in April. Yeah, so it's just going to be so nice, but you know, I will 1,000,000% be getting some slack for, of course,
especially
you're vegan.
On the first one.
yeah, yeah, the first one especially, yeah. yeah. But at the same time, I have been vegetarian for, actually just this past November was my 4-year anniversary.
Nice.
So that's exciting. So it's like they're used to it. They're just yeah. like, Taylor is Taylor, you know.
Yeah, definitely. has your family said anything along the lines of like how you're going to eat or are you going to prepare something?
Well, so the holiday is going to be at my aunt's and uncle's house. Mm. So a lot less control over that. And I did speak to my mom and pretty much we are going to bring some things. Like I feel, I'm also excited to like, I've been cooking so much since moving here and by myself. So like, yeah. I'm excited to go back. I always share recipes with my mom and dad and they're like, look guys, look what I made and whatnot. But it would be things that they used to make like with cheese and stuff when I was vegetarian. And I just like, you know, either omitted or veganized it. And mm-hmm. so I would send them the recipes and tell them like what I did to make it vegan. And they'd be like, oh, it looks so good. Like, you know?
yeah.
So I'm excited to go home and maybe like cook with them or cook for them. And then I'll just bring it to my aunt and uncle's nice. And have my little vegan meal, which is also like broccoli. Like, you know, like everyone is going to be able to consume.
Able to eat it. Yeah. Which I also, vegan I don't meals. Think that there's anything wrong with that. Like the host might find it. I guess there's a tradition of like a host might find something rude if you bring your own food. Maybe not at the holidays, but like other dinners.
Mm-hmm.
I've always been a proponent of like, you know, if we were going out for a family dinner, like I didn't want that person who was hosting to worry about
me.
To
so feel
I would
obligated.
Bring my own food.
Yeah.
And I don't think if someone feels like they're in that boat, like don't feel weird about bringing your own stuff.
Yeah.
I think that's totally.
You're trying to sustain yourself in
totally.
A polite way.
And if someone judges you for literally the things that you're chewing and swallowing, like that's the whole thing that really bothers me about this whole thing. It's like, why do you care what somebody else is literally chewing and swallowing?
Yeah.
It doesn't affect their life
no
in any
effect.
Way. And I know that there's cultural like, you know, foods and traditions and things. And sure, that sucks. But. At the end of the day, like it is food.
Yeah.
Like it's a big part of our culture and it's important.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to negate that, but like nobody has the right to be upset with the food choices that you make. Like it's your body, it's your lifestyle and you shouldn't 100%. Let anyone get you down.
100%.
Yeah.
And especially it's because we're all consuming diets that we find are best for our own personal bodies.
Totally.
So it's like, so almost rude to have an opinion on what
how
works
someone else
best
feels
for another person's body. Yeah.
Yeah. You make a really good point. It is rude. Like I don't know. And it shows a lack of respect for you as a human being. Like, you know, I love everyone in my life. And if someone, you know, chooses to not eat a certain food because it makes them feel terrible, or chooses not to drink alcohol or something along those lines, of course I'm going to respect it because that's their choice. And like, why would I ever think differently?
Certainly. I definitely feel very lucky again, because I know like I'm going to get some heat, like just like jokingly from my siblings and whatnot for being vegan, but they would never actually like mean harm and
or like bring up a
debate. Genuinely negatively think anything of me.
Yeah.
Especially like I've had recent health problems. So I think if anything, they should be supportive of me trying to elevate my what I'm eating and consume like only clean things. And so
definitely.
Yeah. I think
I will. What would you do if someone came to you with like a scientific argument and was really against the whole vegan thing, like a distant family member? What would you say?
I mean, I would just have to keep my composure, you know, be confident in the knowledge of that I have and the science that I've looked at that has brought me to the place where I am eating a vegan diet, because in my scientific studies,
I'm a scientist up here.
Okay, wait, my foot hurts.
Oh yeah, the sitting on the floor thing. I'm surprised my leg's not asleep yet.
Yeah, that's just, I'm sorry. What just happened.
I also don't know where to look. I'm super sorry to everyone watching. Yeah. This is a test run.
This is a
for
test run.
The actual, when I do film these videos, this is our first venture into that. I will have a round table, so like we'll be able to face each other but also face the camera. That was my intent, but as of right now I keep looking back and forth to you, like I'm talking to you but there is a camera there.
That's okay. I think it'll be okay.
I don't know.
Anyways, let's go back and maybe let's cut the scientific study part.
it's like one of those things. Okay, maintain your composure.
Go back. Yeah. So
definitely like keep first, don't freak out at them.
Yeah. Just be like, be confident in the knowledge that you have. And then maybe just present your own facts. Like let them present their argument and say X, Y, Z, and then literally pull up your own facts and for whatever you believe in, wherever your sources are, whether it be documentaries or online information.
Maybe not politely. Online information, but
well, not all you never online know. Information.
I just had a thought and it escaped me. I feel like when you get angry with someone, it just brings more anger to the whole situation.
Always.
And one of the things, so recently when the whole Game Changers movie came out, and then people came out falsely debunking it on YouTube and whatnot, there was recently like they had James, the director or creator of Game Changers, on the Joe Rogan podcast, and they debated it with a guy who had critiqued it online. And I know a lot of people were giving James a lot of credit, and honestly, I haven't watched it in full. I only watched like the first hour of it.
Yeah, I want to listen to that.
But he, in my opinion, came on, obviously he felt attacked, and it was apparent to me. He was super prepared. But there were like the way that he answered things, I personally wouldn't have done that.
It felt like it had underlying aggression.
Like, yeah, he felt aggressive and he felt defensive.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think like, you know why you've made this lifestyle choice.
Yeah.
And nobody else's opinion, facts matter, but other people's opinions don't necessarily matter.
Yeah. At the end of the day, it's for you as much as it is like for the world and like for the animals and for the environment.
So if someone, for you. Yeah. If someone can't see that, then it's like, be patient with them. Yeah. Maybe they'll see it in time.
Yeah.
Or just like
understand it's they're going to have a difference in opinion,
and just like they're on a different journey than you and they've been presented with different facts, and so knowing that everyone's coming from a different space I think is really helpful, and being respectful of that, because you know I ate meat at one point. I read things that it took me a long time to cut through all of the nutritional information that was out there to accept veganism, and that was someone who was entering it with an open mind. And obviously people do feel attacked by their lifestyle. Like
totally. I mean, honestly,
lifestyle choices.
I mean, just going back to vegetarian though, I barely even had a reason to when I switched over. Like I just switched because I felt like it.
And that's okay.
Period. And so it's like, I hadn't watched the documentaries. I hadn't done an insane amount of research by any means. Like I knew that I was going to be able to sustain myself with like the foods that I was eating. I wasn't going to be malnourished. Mm-hmm. So I was just like, what does it matter? I just stopped eating meat.
And you can always go back if you, you know, like if you're doing it as an experiment, you can always go back.
Yeah. It's
like, you have nothing to lose, but, I will say it does. I value having some of the research just as a back, because there's a lot of ways that you can approach a life dietary change.
Yeah.
Especially if you're watching.
Be
things.
Smart, be safe. Yeah. Understand like how to get the nutrition that you need in your body.
That literally goes for like an omnivore diet too. Like there's absolutely. So much non-nutritional food out there.
Like even down to, I go to doctors and I get blood work done and like, I'm aware of like what I'm deficient in, if I'm deficient in anything. Mm-hmm. And all that's ever come back has been iron, which could be for a plethora of reasons.
Yeah.
And women in general are also just more likely to be iron deficient, whether you're on a vegan diet or not. So, you know, so just be smart, be smart with your body and how it operates.
I don't think I've ever actually been told that I was deficient in anything. Like every time I've gone for a blood test, I've been okay, but I was B12 deficient. Actually, no, that was a thing. I was like super, super low and I had just started supplementing it. And that was because I was experiencing some of the symptoms.
Realized,
of it. Yeah. Which B12 is super important. Don't mess with that. Take your B12.
Also iron.
And iron. Yeah. And even this also goes for omnivorous diets.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it's definitely, people can make you feel like you're a weirdo, especially if you feel like that person is, you know, an older uncle or I have doctors in my family who still look down on my lifestyle. I was fortunate enough that my sister is vegan as well. So we're vegan our first Christmas together.
Yeah.
So we kind of tag teamed each other.
Yeah, that's nice.
And for whatever reason, our family, so I have... there's 7 or 8 of us cousins, and out of us, my sister and I are vegan, and then there's 3 vegetarians. So 5 out of the 7 or 8, don't eat meat. So none of our parents are, but it's just, it's interesting that there's that like generational
definitely
gap.
I think it's incredible. It's,
yeah,
it really is. Awesome.
I don't know how we got lucky, but that happened.
Yeah. So that's definitely like a luxury that you get to live during
the
holidays
luxury. I've been asked this question before, and it's like, I don't totally know, but I've definitely been grilled. And especially it's like, you know, things like when we go over the 4th of July, when we went to visit my boyfriend's family, like they were very foreign to the idea of veganism, and they're very, even just being out of my bubble for that one moment, I was reminded of how abstract our lifestyles are. I'd say that my other side of the family, the one that doesn't have any vegetarian, vegan kids, I definitely, for the first couple of years, I'm sure was thought of as very different.
I mean, for me, honestly, I am different.
Yeah.
And I've always embraced that just as a human being. So it's like, what is this in addition on? Like,
Taylor's the weird one.
Oh,
so
Taylor's
weird thing
just
have you added on now?
Well, Tay, she doesn't eat meat, which is also like, why is that weird?
Yeah.
Why does that make me weird? But we won't get into that.
Yeah. That's a whole other rabbit hole. So what would you say for people who, if someone comes to you and feels overwhelmed just about the holidays in general, and like that, going back to that whole like needing to feel something that they're not necessarily feeling, what would you say?
I say just do whatever makes you feel good in your downtime. Mm-hmm. Like, because no matter what, the holidays are the holidays, and like that is what it is, like designated downtime. Of course, there are workaholics who will push their way through that.
Yeah.
But the holidays are meant to, like, you know, take a step back, like rest, reflect, and do that in whatever way serves you, I would say. Like, even like if you want to cozify your own room and do it in like solo, you know, like put up Christmas lights or other holiday decorations that make you feel warm inside and do your thing that makes you happy.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like if you have, you know, maybe you don't get along with your family and like you're always expected to go back, it's like you can take 1 year off and not go.
That's true.
Which sounds like maybe absurd to them, but like if that is what brings you joy and makes you happy.
I am a big supporter of healthy boundaries.
Yeah, like, do your thing.
And sometimes a healthy boundary is necessary. And if you think this holiday is going to be toxic to you and won't bring you joy, and there's an opportunity to do something else, whether it, again, even is just a solo mission, like, I think more power to you. Like, do the thing that brings you joy. Do not feel outside pressure to be anyone that you're not.
Totally. Just because it's a holiday.
Yeah.
You know?
Like a Hallmark.
Yeah. Yeah, literally. Because Hallmark is a movie and it's not real life.
Combination of that and religion, which is another rabbit hole to go down.
Definitely a rabbit hole. And I think that definitely is an interesting topic. I don't necessarily come from a family where I disagree with my family's religion status, I guess you could say, because we don't really have one.
Yeah.
But I would think that there definitely are people who either, you know, maybe identify as very Christian and want to participate in things that their family doesn't, or vice versa. Mm-hmm. I would say it's probably more common to be the vice versa. But
or whatever holiday you celebrate, you know, Hanukkah.
And again, like, don't be afraid to do your own thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, I just cut you off there, but I agree.
No, I was just clarifying. Like, we're talking about the holidays, and for us, we're relating it to Christmas because anecdotally, like, that is what we've experienced. Yeah. That's how we've grown up. So that's what we associate holidays with. But of course, when we say holidays, we mean whatever holiday
you're participating in.
And not to make it seem like Christmas is the only holiday, because for sure not.
For sure not. I myself, going back to what we were saying before about like just trying to balance it and like take my own self-care time during this period, it's like, you know, my sister's home and there's just like this expected thing that I'm going to be with them all the time. But what I found in my family is that like I go all the way out there and there's other things that I'd like to be doing, and we all just sit on the couch and
so what are do you think you'll devices. Do about that?
So I've kind of planned out like which days of the week I'm going to be home on, and you know, like I'm obviously going to be home the 24th, 25th. Mm-hmm. But there's like, you know, in the off moments, like I'm going to have to jet out and edit a YouTube video on the 24th for a little bit during the day, but I'll be at home. And then, you know, the 26th, I will be doing my own thing. I'll be taking time to like move my body still. Yeah. Maybe not on the 25th because I'll probably be home, but, you know, doing like little things like that, or if I feel like I need to like go off and meditate or do something in my room, like I can do that. And I'll still be with my family for the majority of the hours that in the day. But like if on each of the days when I'm home, I need to spend, you know, 2 or 3 hours to myself. Mm-hmm. I think that that's totally okay. And I've just sort of planned and anticipated that this year, because I've kind of always thought about that in the past, but then didn't plan it. And so then I wouldn't do anything about it.
Yeah, you would just sit there and like think about how unhappy you were sitting there not doing the things you wish you were doing instead. Yeah.
Because I'm almost like I'm a planner rather than just like a spontaneous doer. So my sister is a spontaneous doer. And then I would see her like she'd be like, okay, well, we're not doing anything. So then she would go off and do something. And I'm like, well, I didn't plan to do anything.
Yeah.
Which sounds kind of dumb, but like that's just how I am.
Yeah. Know how you operate though.
Yeah.
You know,
like if I have a plan, I'll do it. But if I don't, I'll just sit there and go, and that doesn't feel good.
I'm so excited to go home.
Yeah.
I get to hang out with all my siblings and my sister who lives in Hungary now, and I live in Seattle, and we're grown adults, I guess. This is what that means. I don't know, but so sad. So
it is weird. Like, this is my first year that I'm...
like, this is my time I get to spend with her. Like, this is my life now. Yeah.
Totally.
Like you get designated times to spend with the people you care about, but happen to have needed to leave for whatever reason, you know? Mm-hmm. So I'm so excited.
I feel like in previous years, like I'm so used to the whole, you know, I like what you're doing. Like I go home for the holidays, whereas now it's like my parents live 20 minutes away from me. So like I am home already. And so I do have that luxury of like going back and forth.
Yeah.
But that's also another thing. It's like, it's weird. Do I sleep there or do I sleep at home, even though I'm only 25 minutes away? I don't have a bed there anymore, so I don't know what I'm going to do. I'll probably sleep there, you know, in one of the guest rooms or something, but I don't know.
Yeah, it definitely is different. Like, it's an occasion for me. Like, I'll be home for a whole week, and
The holidays are so weird because it's like everyone's doing different things, but they're also doing the same thing.
But we're also doing nothing. It's crazy.
Yeah, I feel like this has been really pessimistic. I do love the holidays. Like, Christmas is like my favorite, you know, couple days of the year. Yeah. As much as all of this is sounding super pessimistic, because it is so cheery.
I'm not pessimistic. I'm freaking hyped.
Yeah. I don't know.
We're going to have fires and... My parents are going to cook for me. I love my parents so much, and I'm very excited to go home to them. Mm-hmm. And yeah, my oldest brother had a baby last year, and so I get to see my baby Teddy. So exciting. Haven't seen him since the summertime, and he's
the
grown.
Cutest little baby.
He is so big.
He's the cutest little baby.
So cute. So yeah, so it's definitely like a very exciting family, cozy time for me. I think I'm not really just in Christmas mode yet, but to be fair, that happens to me every year. Yeah. Like, it doesn't hit me until like we're there. Like, my mom literally called me this morning and was like, I'm gonna save putting the garland around the banister for when you're home. And I was like, that literally was like, oh, like that was the first time I really felt like Christmassy. Yeah. You know, like, even though we hung our stockings and I've been listening to Christmas music, it's just like a different feeling, like when you're like submerged in it and it's like really around you.
I was thinking about it this morning, like ever since I hit probably grade 10 or so, like no, definitely older than that, like grade 12, every year since then I've been like, it doesn't really feel like Christmas. But I think it's just because you go from that like childhood to adolescence phase. Mm-hmm. And it's like each year it progressively felt more like, it doesn't feel like Christmas yet. It doesn't feel like Christmas yet. Like, it got pushed back.
Yeah.
Because you're not really like in that. Like, when you're in school, it's just everywhere. Yeah. Or, like, when you're younger, it's like on TV. There's
Christmas choruses. What is it called? Concerts.
Oh, yeah.
That's like, you're thing. Practicing for so long. Yeah. Like, it's really shoved down your face for so long in educational systems.
I think the fact that I work by myself too affects it, because if I was in an office, like, you'd be seeing holiday decor, like, and the Christmas doggos parties.
I should have. I should have like brought Christmas hats for like me and the dogs.
You got a little card from one of your dogs today.
Oh my God, Chrissy, don't get me started.
That was the cutest thing.
One of my clients left me like a little gift, and on the envelope he addressed it to me, and then on the side of it it's rainy here in Seattle, shocking, so his dog's paw print is all muddy and dirty, so he got the paw print all dirty and then put it on the envelope.
But like, you couldn't really see anything because it was rain.
Yeah, it was a little. It was also like left under like, you know, a mat or something, but for a few hours. But yeah, he left a little paw print and then literally pointed and said, "This is the dog's paw print."
Like, you could definitely see it had been stepped on. Like, it was just like crinkled piece of paper. So cute.
The cutest. My heart. Truly, this job, like, for what it is, I just experience, I feel like, so much love on the daily. And the neighbors, it's really the neighborly aspect of it.
Yeah.
The other day.
You're in every neighborhood.
Every neighborhood. Yeah. I was over in Eastlake and I met this couple who were from Cape May, New Jersey, like South Jersey. Wow. And we just like had a nice, lovely conversation. It was just so nice. And she's like, we were talking actually about like Christmas there versus Christmas here and just like the differences.
Yeah.
And
this is the one time of year, too, speaking of that I really start to miss New York, because Christmas in New York is special.
Yeah, it is a pretty special
and
time.
Actually, the years that I was living there, like, it's pretty hard to say it doesn't feel like Christmas yet, because it's so Christmas in New York.
Yeah, it's just definitely. It's been snowing there.
Yeah. Or the holiday season.
Yeah.
Rather.
But I will say, Seattle does deck out for the holidays.
Yeah, the lights, seeing lights, like,
I wish it could be like this year
get
round.
Involved in it and like put lights up and do the thing. makes me happy that like the city is, I don't know, feeling cheery.
I want colored lights on trees year round. How do I make a petition for this?
I'm not opposed. Who's going to sign? Aside from the electricity usage, not opposed. True.
Maybe we can make it solar powered. So during the day, the sun, and then at night, it lights the...
I would be so down. Christmas lights or just like, even when you put them inside, you know, and you decorate, like we have a little string of them. They're just the greatest.
It just is that so very basic white
girl of me? I just love my Christmas lights.
I don't think so. It's just something that makes you happy.
Yeah. Okay, well, do you have any closing thoughts? I don't know. I didn't really plan anything for this. I just felt like
I feel face is getting a little flushed as I sit here in my four layers.
Well, your body's functioning and doing things for you.
It's telling me it's hot in here.
It's hot in here. I even turned the heat off in here.
Wow.
I will say that was like a luxury when I moved into this office. I was like, heat, because we're too cheap to turn it on in our apartment. I was like, oh, Christy. Yeah, I'm gonna turn it on. I'm gonna be warm.
Okay, to be fair, I've started turning it on.
Okay, we have started a few
times. I am not able to freeze as well as you're able to freeze.
You know, I'm from Canada. I just got tough skin. You just gotta push through. That's what I tell myself every time. I'm like, you're from Canada. Don't wimp out. You've got this. I'm kidding.
Are worthy of heat.
I am worthy of heat. I do have a little space heater in my room.
It is very expensive, though.
It is expensive.
Why is it well, so we haven't damn got.
Did we get a bill yet with it?
No, I have been checking the mail though, and I haven't seen.
Yeah, I've been thinking. I'm like waiting for the first month because in Seattle they do the electricity. You get 2 months worth of your electricity bills at once. Mm-hmm. So we're gonna get 2 months worth of heat, not just one at once, and we're gonna be like, whoa. Well,
I feel like we really only started with the heat.
Yeah, I guess that's true. And we don't turn it on off.
No, I literally do like only the room I'm in.
Yeah, warm up and then turn it off.
Yeah,
definitely.
Defrost, if you will.
Defrost. Well, this has been grand.
This has been grand.
It's been fun.
I wish I had some closing remarks. I think just be confident in who you are, whatever that means, and be comfortable in the decisions you're making because you're clearly making them for a reason, and it's not other people's business unless you want to make it their business.
You're not living for anyone else other than yourself.
So enjoy the holidays.
Yeah.
Stay merry.
And, you know, I think that one point that you said earlier about, like, if someone else is judging you for, like, what makes you feel good as a human being, whether that's your diet, whether that's your lifestyle choices, like, that's very disrespectful on their part. And it shows that they don't respect you as a human.
Yeah. It's signs because, of them, not of you.
Yeah.
Like,
granted, some things do take longer than others to overcome, I suppose. Like, I guess some people kind of start off small and, like, it shows that they have respect for you. Like, they're trying because there's definitely, like, biases that they've built up in their own minds about things. Mm-hmm. And that's definitely something that they need to go on a personal journey with and overcome. But if they're not open to exploring, accepting you for whatever choices you have made, whether that's, you know, you're choosing to be vegan, you've chosen to eliminate waste in the gifts that you're buying, literally anything.
Yeah, not using wrapping paper. Like, I'm sure, I mean, again, I've always kind of been a little shithead and I would like wrap with like newspaper and stuff like that. So accidentally low waste. But I'm sure there are going to like be family members out there that like if you present a gift in a not wrapped present, like a stereotypical wrapped, if you will, like just know why you're doing it and you're doing it for you. And everyone should just be grateful for what we're doing here, you know, like not us as humans, but like the holiday, like, you know, gift giving and loving.
And if they can't see past the wrapping.
Yeah. What?
My goodness.
Yeah.
But I guess be patient with other people because they're coming from whatever past that they're coming from and whatever biases they're coming from. And we have to be respectful of that as well. But
I'm all about.
Also, don't let it, like, you're not living for anybody else but yourself.
Absolutely. And I'm all about fighting everything with love. So, you know.
And living by example. Some people are very close-minded. Oh, yeah,
that was a big point, like, I was pre-thought about.
Yeah.
And then, of course, didn't say in this hour-long podcast yet. Yeah, I'm a big, big supporter of just leading by example.
Like, I agree.
People will see what you're doing, and if they think that it is positively benefiting, you know, whatever it is you're doing, then they will start doing that. Mm-hmm. And you don't have to force it down anyone's throat. Right. It's like, you don't have to like come into the holidays being like, yo, everyone needs to be vegan. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, like shoving it down people's throats and whatnot. Like, not necessary. Just like, be you. Do your own thing. Bring your own food if that's going to make you the happiest. Show them what it looks like and how freaking delicious it can be. And that is that. The amount of times that I make food for people who are non-vegan and like they just are like, this is delicious.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
why would you assume it wasn't?
Yeah.
They're like, oh, this is delicious.
And you're like, yeah. Shocking.
Like, do you like the cereal that you eat in the morning? Because I'm sure that's vegan too, you know? Do you like those Oreos that you eat?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Regardless.
Yeah. Off topic
again. Yeah, no, I definitely agree with the whole living by example. I think that especially if, you know, it doesn't even have to be veganism. Like if you've made a lifestyle change and you feel like you're thriving and you're showing that to
people. If you want to go for a run and people are shaming you like for like wanting to wake up at 6 a.m. Totally. And go on a run on Christmas Day, like go on a run.
Totally.
Do the thing you want to do.
And I think like if you're thriving and you're doing things, like people will notice that, and then they maybe won't implement the same lifestyle change, but it opens them up to being like, oh, that person made that scary change in their life or that change, you know, even just cutting out something. Like if you're realizing you're intolerant to gluten or something, like that change is like an overwhelming change to go through in your life. And if someone notices like, oh, this person made this change, like what can I change in my life to make my life better?
Yeah.
They're more likely to look into that. And I don't know. I just think living by example is the best move. And maybe a couple years from now, you know, they'll have a health scare and they're like, oh, I see you thriving. Like I'm now interested in researching veganism. Like you never know. And again, everyone's on their own journey.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay. That rain sounds nice.
I know.
We've just been chatting over here.
It has been pouring in Seattle. Not that anybody wants to hear about the weather, because who likes a good weather conversation yet? Everyone does it anyways. And also
shocking. It's raining in Seattle.
Seattle normally, like, it rains, but it doesn't like rain.
It's like flooding it's not heavy in places. Downpour. Like south of here, it's like crazy.
Like
flooding.
Even just walking on the street, like there's streams going down. Which isn't normal.
Like detrimental flooding, like real flooding.
Oh,
yeah.
I haven't heard that yet.
Yeah.
So. See, these are the things that if I did work in an office, I feel like I would know things because like I would hear other people talking.
Okay, Chrissy, because one of the dogs whispered it to me.
Well, you get around Seattle more than me.
I'm bopping around.
I get around. Well, I'm going to leave this on an insult to you, as I just did. A fake insult.
Yeah, burn.
Okay. This has been Kitchen Chats with Tay.
Yeah.
Episode 3, not in the kitchen.
Outside the kitchen.
And I don't know.
We might have to edit it. The name of it.
Should I get a green screen going forward and we'll just put
of our specific kitchen.
We'll do more kitchen chats for sure. Yeah, whether they're in the kitchen or not, it might be a 50-50 shot because I'm sure we'll still do some at home.
Yeah. Ooh, maybe next time we can have like some drinks, like some tea or something to make it kitcheny.
I would be down. What kind of drink should we make next time? Let us know in the comments because I can do that now that there's a video version of this.
Or any suggestions that you would like us to chat about.
Yeah, definitely. We usually just bop around.
As you can probably tell.
I feel like I had this vision when I started the podcast. So I was like, you know, I listen to all these like incredible podcasters who like interview all these like rocket scientists and they know all these things. And all of mine have just been like, hi, friend.
You're my friend.
Let's bop around.
Let's chat about.
Which there's nothing wrong with. Our interests. There's nothing wrong with.
Totally not.
But, totally not. I definitely had a different vision than it's panned out to be, but that's okay. Okay. Anyways, I'm gonna go.
Take a step to go now. Just
stop shitting on myself.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, your podcast is great.
All right. Well, this has been Swell. Happy holidays, everyone. Regardless of what you celebrate, I do want to emphasize that and be you. Don't be afraid to be you.
Mm-hmm. And stay happy, humble.
Oh, I see where you're going with that. Okay, you want to go for it? Go for it.
Lead us out.
Yeah.
All right, friends. We can't.
Oh, was that intentional? I just realized.
Yeah.
Okay, if everyone listening, she just did my, what are these called?
Finger guns. I can't remember exactly how you phrase it. Remember to say happy, humble, and forever compassionate.
There you go. Mm. I was going to say, you can put your own spin on it if you want. How would you do it?
Honestly, I do love that you say that. Oh. Happy, humble, and forever compassionate.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll roll with it. I don't have anything good off the top of my head right now.
That's okay.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Bye, guys.